Nancy Pelosi, Partnering with China on Climate Overrides Genocide of Uyghurs. By Catherine Hamilton on September 17, 2021. During an event in Cambridge, England on Thursday, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, said that despite Communist China's long list of human rights abuses, the United States must partner with them to fight climate change. "The situation with China is tightening, it's getting worse," Pelosi acknowledged. She continued, "With their military aggression in the South China Sea, with their continuation of genocide with the Uyghurs in Xinjiang province, with their violation of the cultural religious priority of Tibet, with their suppression of democracy in Hong Kong and other parts of China as well, they're just getting worse in terms of suppression and freedom of speech. Having said all of that, we have to work together on climate. Climate is an overriding issue and China is a leading emitter in the world. US too, developed world too, but we must work together. We have to have a level of communication. Whether it's COVID, whether it's terrorism or whether it's climate." Pelosi, who has visited China several times, also claims she has been accused of being the worst American in China, an insult she said she wears as a badge of honor. The House Speaker's call for communication with Chinese Communist Party comes 1 week after President Joe Biden spoke on the phone with Chinese President Xi Jinping for the first time in months. The White House said the 90-minute call contained broad, strategic discussion in which they discussed areas where our interests converge, and areas where our interests, values and perspectives diverge, though they did not say what was specifically discussed. "They agreed to engage on both sets of issues openly and straightforwardly," the White House said. China is currently believed to have constructed over 1,200 concentration camps housing millions of Uyghur, Kazakh, and Kyrgyz Muslims in its western Xinjiang region, Breitbart News previously reported. Xinjiang Muslims have testified to witnessing the wholesale destruction of important religious sites, the enslavement of Muslim men, sterilization and rape of Muslim women, and separation of Muslim children from their families. "It is illegal for minors to practice any religion in China,"